Good morning and welcome to the presence, everyone. Well, this is Intercultural Sunday at the presence. We've got some amazing people in beautiful colors. I've got my coat of many colors on today. And those of you watching live stream, we're going to try to allow you to see everyone today. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're honored and glad to be. Are you glad to be here today? Yeah. Amen. Well, we're going to say more about our Intercultural Sunday later on, but come on, stand on your feet. Let's get ready to praise the Lord. Are you ready to praise the Lord? Yeah. I said, are you ready to praise the Lord? Yeah. Hey, anybody glad in here? Oh, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Here we go.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house.
Come on, say glad.
Glad. Glad. Glad. So glad.
I was glad when
they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Come on, say glad.
Glad.
Glad. Come on, say glad.
Glad.
So glad.
So glad.
Someone say glad.
Glad.
Glad. Come on, say glad.
So glad.
I came running, say,
I came running. When they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I came running. When they said unto me, let us go into the house.
Come on, say,
glad.
Glad. Come on, say.
Came running.
When they said unto me, let us go.
Come on, let's go into the house of the Lord.
House of the Lord. I came running. When they said unto
let us go. Who said just Come on, say glad.
Glad.
We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. Jesus, we come to give you glory.
We come to give you praise.
Glad, glad. Come on, say glad. Say
glad.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise in this place. Hallelujah. We want to teach you a new song today. It's called Amazing God. How many of you know we serve an amazing God? I said, how many of you, we serve an amazing God? All right, now you can't sing this song without moving a little bit. Are you ready to move a little bit? All right, here we go.
Amazing God.
amazing, God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for who you are. Your amazing love towards us, Jesus. For me, love's like a hurricane.
Jesus. Praise you.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. For God so loved the world. For God so loved me. For God so loved you. For God so loved that backslider. For God so loved that prodigal son wandering, that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, what an amazing God. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your great and amazing love. That love that we feel here this morning, Lord Jesus. The love that we are basking in, Lord Jesus. We praise you for it. Lord, we acknowledge that not everyone in this world really feels your love. They may feel isolated. They may feel separated, Lord, this morning. There may be even people in this house this morning, Lord, that feel unloved. But God, as your Spirit is passing here this morning, Lord, I pray that you would just let them feel, let them know, let them realize, Lord, how much you love them. Oh, we praise you this morning, Jesus, for your great love, your power, your anointing, your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord, for just the privilege of knowing you, Lord, of being born again, of being received that. Lord, I ask you that you would just help us this morning, Lord. God, that you would just increase our faith, Lord. Lord, open our eyes. As the psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Lord, we know we can't make you any bigger. Lord, we can't make you any greater. We can't make you any more mighty, any more loving, Lord. But God, help us to see it. Lord, help us to make it, to realize how great it is. God, there's so many things that distract us, and we have a hard time realizing just how much you really love us, Lord. We may not think we deserve it. We might not think we're loved worthy in any of these things. But Lord, I thank you for that you're showing us this morning how great and mighty you are. Lord, we're magnifying you. We're lifting you up, Lord. We're worshiping your holy name, Jesus. Lord, we ask you that you would just move across this congregation, Lord. Touch the sick. Heal their bodies, Lord. Heal the minds, Lord. Depression, fear, anxiety. I pray, Lord, we rebuke that and bind it in the name of Jesus this morning, Lord. Let your people be free from all fear, anxiety, depression, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray it this morning, God. Because, Lord, you are the one that makes us free. You turn our sorrow into rejoicing, God. You turn all these things in for our good, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you just be real to us this morning. Just continue, Lord. I feel your presence here, Lord. I feel the anointing as it's flowing. I feel it, Lord. I know that you're here for a reason this morning. I know you're here for an appointment, Lord. This is the day of miracle for someone today. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you be so. Lord, I pray for Pastor. I pray for the remaining part of this service, Lord, that you would just continue to anoint, Lord. Continue to speak to hearts and minds. Lord, we give you all the glory one more time. Lord, we give you all the praise one more time. Lord, 1,000 times more, we praise you. We honor you, Lord. For you are worthy. You are worthy. I want to be like those in that throne room just saying, holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, we lift you up and we pray all these things in your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This is Intercultural Sunday, so I want Pastor Rojas to pray Spanish. Pastor Awilda is going to interpret.
Te bendecimos, Dios.
We bless you, God.
Si el aplauso es para el Señor, déselo fuerte.
If that clap is for the Lord, give it to him strong.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gracias, Dios.
We thank you, Father God.
Porque tu amor es eterno.
Because your love is eternal.
Gracias, Dios. Porque un día enviaste lo más que tú amabas en el reino.
Thank you, God, because one day you sent the most thing that you loved in the kingdom.
Y enviaste a tu hijo.
And you sent your son.
Por amor.
Because of love.
Y te damos gracias por ese amor.
And we thank you for that love.
Porque tu amor nunca cambia.
Because your love never changes.
Tu amor permanecerá siempre.
Your love will be permanent.
Y aunque seamos infieles,
and even though we are unfaithful,
tú permanecerás fiel.
You will always be faithful.
Porque tu amor es fiel.
Because your love is faithful.
Te damos gracias.
We thank you, Lord.
Porque tú mostraste tu amor para con nosotros.
Because you showed your love for us.
En que siendo aún pecadores,
that we being sinners,
tú diste tu vida por nosotros.
You gave your life for us.
Y diste tu vida para darnos vida.
And you gave your life to give us life.
Y diste tu vida para que nuestros nombres sean apuntados en el libro de la vida.
And you gave your life so our names could be written in the book of life.
Y diste tu vida para que un día volvamos a estar contigo en el reino.
And you gave your life so one day we could be in the kingdom with you.
Y gracias por tu sacrificio.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Y te doy gracias por todo lo que tú has hecho por nosotros.
And I thank you for everything that you have done for us.
Y lo que tú seguirás haciendo por esta humanidad.
And what you will continue to do for this humanity.
Gracias por todo lo que tenemos.
Thank you for everything we have.
Y todo lo que recibimos a través de tus manos.
And everything that we receive through your hands.
Porque todo tú lo haces por amor.
Because everything you do it because of your love.
Por amor creaste todas las cosas.
Because of your love, you created everything.
Y todo lo que creaste existe por tu amor.
And everything that's created exists because of your love.
Y no tenemos con qué pagarte.
And we don't have anything to be able to pay you that.
No hay plata ni oro.
There's no gold, there's no silver.
Y no hay ningún tesoro en esta tierra.
And there's no treasure on this earth
que pueda pagar tu inmenso y grande amor.
That can pay that great love that you have given us.
Y por eso te damos gracias.
And because of this, we thank you, Lord.
Por amor,
because of the love,
cada uno de nosotros estamos aquí.
Because of your love, each and every one of us are here.
Porque antes de amarte,
because before we loved you,
tú nos amaste primero.
You loved us first.
Y te damos gracias por ese amor.
And we thank you for that love.
Y como siempre te digo en mis oraciones,
and as I always say to you in my prayers,
nunca deje de amarme.
Don't ever stop loving me.
Él seguirá amándonos.
He will continue to love us.
Aunque seamos imperfectos.
Even if we're not perfect.
Y aunque seamos pecadores.
And even if we're sinners.
Lavado por tu sangre.
Washed through his blood.
Tú seguirás amándonos.
You will continue to love us.
Y te damos gracias.
And we thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One thing he said at the beginning was, if that clap was for God, do it wholeheartedly. Can you clap for the Lord this morning?
Hallelujah.
Wholeheartedly, can you clap for the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take this time and do our affirmation for everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart. Because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree according to 3 John 2 that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health. Even as my soul prospers, I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Welcome this morning to the presence on Intercultural Day. We're just so thankful you are here and everyone watching live stream. Yes. So just real quick, if you have your phone and you want to send out and let someone know to join us for Intercultural Sunday, it's not too late. You can tell them that, hey, if you can't watch right now, watch later. But I wish everyone out there watching could see all of you. You guys look amazing. You look beautiful this morning. Thank you so much.
I think this would be a perfect time to do this. So I want everyone who is dressed in their attire to come in this aisle right here, right? This aisle right here. Stand in this aisle, right there, that aisle. And we're gonna let Rita continue to welcome everybody. But just for a second, everybody that's dressed in your attire, come in this aisle right here. And we're going to have you walk across. And I want, Craig, do me a favor. I want them to walk out one by one. Don't let them crowd out. Just let one person walk. And as that person stands here, okay? And we're going to just start a little music here. Come on, come on. Don't start yet. Don't start yet. Stay right there. I want everybody to see all these beautiful colors. Are we ready? All right, here we go. All right, here comes Mama Essay. Stop right there. There you go. Dad Nixon! Stop right in the middle when you come. Stop right in the middle. Pat Jones! Here comes Mother Lily! Tamala Tyra! Pam Barnett with her dad, Paul. Stop right there. Stop right there. Woo, and here comes Linda Oglesby. Woo. Here comes Ollie. Shannon! There's Will Rogers. Here's Kenny. Who we got next? Griselda. Here comes Stella. And here's my queen to be. Come on, let's give everybody a hand.
You guys are awesome. I tell you what, it doesn't matter what area you represent. If you came here and you're like, well, I didn't wear anything. Yeah, you did. You're the modern swag, so we thank you too. And we're just so thankful. Isn't it awesome? God's people, one creation, no matter where we're from, we can come together, join in, and worship Him and celebrate our Father. So thank you so much. I want to give you time just real quick. I know we did that. Find someone next to you, give them a fist bump, a hug, and if there's any origin of greeting you want to give from hola, I don't know, OCO for me. So someone, not mentioning names, Ollie, before service said, you're shorter. I'm like, yep, it's not every day I come in my moccasin, so. But yes, find someone to greet as you are greeting each other. We want to take this time and let's dismiss our children. All the children, if you will stand. Let's give them a hand clap. Yes. There goes my little tribe right there. All right. This is amazing. You guys are awesome. Well, will you help me honor this morning Pastor Alvin Frugé?
Man, that was awesome. So awesome. Love everybody and their beautiful, beautiful colors. God is so good. And I think the cutest one today is that little baby back there. She's so cute. What's her name again? Adrian? Adrian. She's so cute. She's such a cute. Well, thank God for His presence in this place. Welcome all of you, and thank you for being here. Or those of you watching live stream and on Facebook, and soon to be YouTube, we're working on that if we haven't already done that. But thank you, Ben. Doing an awesome job. Well, not only is today Intercultural Sunday, today is Super Bowl Sunday. And We had our men's breakfast yesterday, and I mentioned this last week that the men, there's about 20 of us here at the Presence. We have like a text group, and I think Gary and Byth had an idea, you know, let's have a Super Bowl party, and it just has sort of blossomed. You know, we invited our wives, and it was mostly generally on that text, and then we just wanted to get the word out. We were at the breakfast yesterday, and Tracy Wolford, and we were talking about the Super Bowl party, and he looked around, he said, I don't know anything about a Super Bowl party. And so so we want to let everybody know that today at around 4:30, we're coming right back here in the sanctuary. We're going to watch the Chiefs beat the Eagles right here on this big screen. We're going to have some food and everything. You don't have to bring anything. I think there's enough that people that are already handling that. But if you don't have any plans and you want to just come hang out, even if you just come hang out for a half, first half or second half, and, you know, they wanted me to do the halftime show, but I told them I'd kind of, you know, got something going on at my church. So they got Rihanna, so, you know, okay. All right. It's okay, not as good as me, but all right. But if you want to come and hang out with us, the kickoff is at 5:30, and so just come. We really would love for you to join us. Let me get my Bible and stuff. We yesterday kind of did picks, Super Bowl picks, our men did, and I think we had 16 men there yesterday, and I think 12 of them picked the Eagles, and four picked the Chiefs. So, you know, we'll just see. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's a good day. Amen? I appreciate all of you. First of all, I want to say that it's so cool how God does things. You know, we had gotten word from actually the Presence Cruisers were going to dress in African attire, and so I said, well, let's open it up for all the cultures, and simultaneously when that happened a couple of weeks prior, Mother Lily had came to me. She says, Pastor Alvin, I want to talk to you about something. And I said, okay, well, let's maybe do it next week or whatever. And she said, well, I can write it down and I can give it to you. So the following week she wrote just a cute, a beautiful little letter that basically said, Pastor, can we do an intercultural Sunday? I think that would be so awesome to do. And I thought, well, this would be the great time to do it since we have the Presence Cruisers already dressing in African attire. And so we opened it up to everybody. So I just want to thank Mother Lily for putting that forward and putting it in our hearts. And this is something that we're going to do every year now. Now, it may not be on a Sunday. We may do sort of a big night, a banquet, and have various foods from different cultures and dress and all of that so that we don't just have to do it on Sunday, but really have a designated night where we can really celebrate all the cultures. Amen? So we look forward to that. So thank you for being here. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? I said, are you ready for the word of the Lord? Turn with me to John, the 13th chapter. You have your Bible, lift it up, your phone, whatever you have, lift it up. Come on, just say this, I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for this intercultural Sunday. Thank you for love. So enjoyed the both prayers that we heard this morning that really emphasized your love. And that's what we want to talk about today. May we have ears to hear what you have to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm speaking from this passage. This passage is our hide the word verses actually for the month. We are encouraging you to memorize John for this month, John 13, 34, and 35. Let me read that to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have what? Love for one another. Look at the person next to you with the love of the Lord and say, I love you. I love you. I want to talk this morning from the message title, The Love Culture. Everybody say the love culture. Come on, say it again, the love culture. I've mentioned this before, but I want to just say it again, that when Pastor Sunil and I started this church from the outset, we never wanted to have an all-black church. We wanted to have a multicultural church. When I look out at this audience, and I see the various cultures represented here, I'm so thankful to God, because this is what we envisioned before we ever had one service. I remember as a young, maybe an early teen, my mom and dad were, you know, involved in church, and they would buy back then, back in the 60s and 70s, albums. Y'all remember what albums were? What were the big ones? The 33s? Is that 33s, man, I tell you what. And so they would bring albums home. Matter of fact, I've got a few in storage from my childhood. But I remember them bringing up an album by this guy named Andre Crouch. And this particular cover, it said Andre Crouch and the Disciples. And this black guy was sitting down, and he had like five or six people around him, and a couple of them were white. And I'm like, I'm a teenager. I'm like, whoa. It just sort of opened something up to me. And I can't explain it, but right then I decided that whatever I do, I want it to look like that. I want it to look like that. Came to Oral Roberts University in the early 80s, in 1980. And at that time, I couldn't tell you what the racial breakdown was, other than the fact that, you know, there was like 4,000 students and probably 3,750 were white, to be quite honest. I mean, it was, you know, I remember, you know, I came from a Pentecostal church where, you know, they didn't have church, they had church all day long, church, you know, and they have some church, and so I came to Oral Roberts University, and they have chapel twice Wednesdays and Fridays, and I remember my first chapel. They came in there, and they were doing some music that was like, okay, this is different. And then they said, Craig, they said, okay, now we're going to stop everybody, you know, take a moment and pray in your prayer language. And I'm in this chapel with 4,000 people, most of them white, and all of a sudden I just hear, and I remember looking around thinking, Lord, what in the world did I get myself into? But it was an experience that introduced me to different ways to worship. It was the plan of God for me, because He knew my heart. And so when we talk about Intercultural Sunday, when we talk about love culture, and I just absolutely, I don't know, there's something, Pastor Awilda, there's something about Pastor Rojas's tone, his the way he speaks just has so much love. Did y'all feel that when he prayed? I just love how we as a church can come together like this and enjoy one another and to appreciate cultures. I'm going to, in this message, February is Black History Month, and throughout this short message, I'm going to share a few quotes from Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, the core of Dr. King's message was not to promote or single out one race, but to fight for the equality and freedom of all races. His message was not a plea for blacks to have their own table, but for them to have a welcome seat at the table of America. Here's a quote that he made in 1967. It was a Christmas sermon in Atlanta. This is powerful. Listen to this. Quote, "If we are to have peace on earth, our loyalties must become ecumenical." Now, that word ecumenical means representing a number of different groups. That's what ecumenical means. So he says, if we are to have peace on earth, our loyalties must become ecumenical rather than sectional. Our loyalties must transcend our race, our tribe, our class, and our nation. And this means we must develop a world perspective. Now, this world perspective that Dr. King dreamed about is a peaceful coming together, as we have done today and as we do every Sunday. A peaceful coming together, a meshing of cultures with equal appreciation of all. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the love culture. No one culture can ever be more important than the culture of love and unity that we share together. I'm going to say that again. No one culture can ever be more important than the culture of love and unity that we share together. Dr. King said it this way: we have all come on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. Amen. Go ahead and clap. That's good stuff. The spirit of that is so true. Actually, however, we all came in the same ship. The ark that Noah built. Let me read for you. Genesis 9, 18 and 19 says, "Now the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. And from these, the whole earth was populated." Now, Shem was historically the father of the Semitic people, the Jews, Arabs, and Persians, and all those races or cultures that come from that. Ham was the father of the Egyptians and Ethiopians and other black races. Japheth, father of the Greeks, the people who lived in islands, the islands of the sea, and settled in Europe. Europeans and Russia. We all got here the same way. Well, different ways. But from the biblical perspective, we all came here by the mercy and grace of God. Dr. King envisioned a day when no one race felt the need to have their own banner, but rather that all races had such a love and appreciation for each other that the singling out of one race would never be necessary. I'm going to say that again because it's so important that we understand this. Dr. King envisioned a day when no one race felt the need to wave their own banner, felt like they had to, but rather that all races had such a love and appreciation for each other. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not quite there yet, that the singling out of one race was never necessary. I don't have this in my notes, but I'm just going to say this. Hear the heart of what I'm saying. Black Lives Matter came about because people of color didn't feel like their lives mattered. But the message of love, the love culture, says this: that if all races, if all peoples would love and appreciate one another equally, no one culture has to say, "Hey, don't forget about me." Hopefully there will come a day when we don't have to shout, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." Our culture differences were never meant to segregate us or pit one race against another. Our different complexions, our different dialects, our different hair, different appetites, different music, are all a testament to the miracle of God's beautifully diverse creation existing together in perfect harmony. I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. Like to build the world a home and furnish it with love, grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand. That's what Dr. King saw in his dream. And hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. Now listen, I love y'all, but that is the whitest song. It's a good one, though. This land is your land. This land is my land. From the Californias to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Born in the USA, I was. Sing a song. Can't get that thing right for now. Who wrote that song? That's the Black National Anthem. That was hard to sing, man. We are the world. He's got the whole world. He's got the whole world in his. He's got the whole in his. He's got the whole world. He's got you and me, brother, in his. He's got you and me, sister, in his. He's got you and me, brother, in his. He's got the. And for God so loved the. Jesus loved the little children. All the children of the. Red and yellow, black. They're all precious. Jesus loved. Jesus said, unless you become like one of these. The reason why that is so important is because little kids don't care what color their friend is. They don't even really understand that there's a difference until they get home and their parents say, you need to stay away from them. Martin Luther King said this. I want to be the white man's brother, not his brother-in-law. Listen, we can all have a seat at God's table. Now, we may eat different things. That's okay. There's plenty of chefs in the heavenly kitchen. Look. You can eat as much of your green bean casserole as you want. Give me some green beans or some collard greens, all right? When the pumpkin pie comes to the table, go for it. Give me sweet potato. But we can still all sit at the table. Some of the men yesterday was talking about chitlins. It's not something that I prefer, but there are people who eat chitlins. Did y'all know the ribs was something that was thrown out by the whites, and you know, blacks just kind of, you know, they took it and said, well, let's kind of put it on a grill, let's barbecue it. It doesn't matter as long as we're together. Jesus introduced the love culture in our text today. He said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. We talked about this this past Wednesday in our Just One Verse Bible study. That if there is a new commandment, that means that there was an old. The old commandment was, love your neighbor as yourself. The problem with that is that when you don't love yourself, then you ain't going to love your neighbor. So it's conditional. Jesus said, no, I'm going to love you unconditionally, and I want you to love your brother, your sister, your enemy in the same way. Love them unconditionally. This, the love culture, is the only culture that is that has sustainability, because love never fails. I'm going to say it again. Love never fails. Dr. King said this, quote, man must evolve from all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, it rejects aggression, it rejects retaliation. The foundation of such is a method of love. Through the years, I mean, there are years and decades of racism and hate and abuse and image after image that extend from slavery to, pick a name, George Floyd. I will never forget, and I was in high school when that movie Roots came on. And I'm telling you, man. I mean, I know movies are movies. But I remember going back to school, and it was a multicultural school. It really in a black neighborhood, but they bust in the affluent from a nearby city. They were bussed in. Most of them were white. And I remember going back to school after Roots came on, and I mean, there were fights. I wasn't involved in it because I was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I mean, blacks, they were upset. They were angry because now they had a picture. They had, you know, they did that to us. And so there are years of abuses and mistreatment. But you know, it's not just the black race. I've had numerous conversations with some Native Americans, and you'll learn real quick that they have a painful history. Painful history. What's my point? My point is that there are many cultures who have battle scars, some probably more than others. But as Dr. King stated, if we are unwilling to move beyond revenge, beyond aggression, beyond retaliation, we will never be able to attain the blessing of true unity that he dreamed about, and the true love that Christ sent his son for. God sent his son for the world. God sent his son so that we could worship together, so that we can fellowship together, so that we can eat together, so that we could laugh together, so that we could move beyond the pain. You'd never forget the past, but move beyond the pointing of the finger. Move beyond the you owe me. Move beyond, see, I knew that's how you were. Move beyond all that and love one another unconditionally. That's the only way that we can truly experience the love of God, is if we are really able to receive and accept the love culture. Last quote from Dr. King, and I'll just close with this. It's powerful. This is what he said. He said, we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Love Lord Jesus, thank you for this Intercultural Sunday. Thank you, Lord, that you came, you sent your Son to bring healing and redemption and deliverance to a world that desperately needed it, still desperately needs it. And as we, the presence in Owosso, join together as one, celebrate the different cultures, and we're going to even do it up bigger next year. I pray that we would all have a full understanding and appreciation of the other cultures that we encounter. We fellowship with our brothers, our sisters, Native Americans, blacks, whites, Hispanics, Irish. God, may we truly be a representation of the world in love with one another. That is the culture of love. That is the love culture. I pray, God, I pray for our country, for the division, for the hurt, the pain, the mistrust. God, you're the only one that could bring healing. But here's my prayer, Lord. Let the healing start with me. Let the healing start with me. May we truly be the body of Christ. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. May that be our testimony here at the presence. Thank you for those who have gone before us. Thank you for those who suffered so that light would shine on areas that needed to be corrected. May we be a part of the solution. May we always, always respond in love. Love our brothers, love our sisters, like you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, look at the person next to you again and say, I love you. I love you. And nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word this morning. Are you ready to give to the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we want to invite those of you who are watching to give as well. Here are the ways that you can give. If you're giving in something here in the house, we will come by and the ushers will come by and get that from you. Would you lift that gift up if you have it, or your phone, if you're giving on your phone, whatever it is. Father, thank you that we are a blessed people here at the presence. Thank you that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So God, today we give with cheerful hearts, knowing that we will see it again in greater measure. You are an awesome God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give to the Lord.
Dwelling.
you, Pastor Alvin. That was an awesome message. That was so fun. I love that I've gotten to travel and see different cultures, and it's just been great. I hope Pastor A don't mind me sharing this real quick, but I was giggling because right before I do these announcements, so I get these little emails and printouts and stuff, but Pastor A says, announcements, you ready to go powwow? So, but it's so fun. Okay, so the Presence Valentine's Fellowship is going to be this Wednesday. Everyone, please come. That's at 7 p.m. right here. There's going to be food, activity, lots of fun. And so we just hope you will come and join us for that. That's going to be exciting. And then ladies, all the ladies lifting ladies. Everyone say woo! All right, so we've got our women's breakfast that's going to be this Saturday. That is the 18th at 9 a.m. right here. So please put that on your calendar. Looking forward to seeing you. And then, of course, today we have the Super Bowl party, as Pastor said. Start coming around 4:30 if you would like to. Kickoff is going to be at 5 o'clock. And I am definitely looking forward just hearing about all the food and everything. I was sitting there thinking, will we ever do that potluck for different cultural food? I'm going to have to get one of my cousins to help me make some fry bread. And I have in purposely not tried to make that because I will cook it and eat it, and that's too much bread. So, but as far as chitlins, never tried them, but Craig has shown me during church. So then the Navajos, that's his tribe, not my tribe. His tribe has their own version with sheep. So, and Achi, is that the Navajo, Achi? Navajo word. So, but yeah, Cherokees, I'm sure we have ours too. I don't know what animal or anything, but anyway, but I will let Pastor come back up and give the blessing because I know Lisa has her horse parked out there on the post and she's going to want to ride off, so we'll let him come dismiss us this morning.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Mama, I said, baby, come up with me, and I forgot her. Mama Essie reminded me that next Sunday the Presence Cruisers are having a fellowship after service. Is that right? All right. And they having, y'all having chitlins? No, I'm just kidding. And isn't, yeah, next Sunday, also the youth have service, their own service after praise and worship. They'll go into the fellowship hall and have their time of fellowship. So what an awesome Sunday. Sweetheart, you look beautiful. And this has been an awesome Sunday. I look forward to doing this next year. And but we'll do it maybe like on a Friday night or something and have just a big, shindig. And have a good time. But did you enjoy today? Amen. All right. Well, stand on your feet. We're going to dismiss. And we'll be back here in a few hours for the Super Bowl party. It's going to be awesome. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. Continue to be a part of that love culture.